Can a union achieve an historic victory, a game changer in contract negotiations without an actual strike?
This is the Labor Radio Podcast Daily for Wednesday, August 30th.
An article by Alexandria Bradbury entitled UPS Teamsters to Vote on a Contract That Ends Driver Tiers, Lifts Part-Timer Pay, states the following. It's clear that their strike threat paid off in a big way, to the tune of $30 billion.
That's from Labor Express Radio on the Labor Radio Podcast Network. In today's labor history, on this date in 1834, delegates from several East Coast cities met to form the National Trades Union, uniting craft unions to oppose, quote, the most unequal and unjustifiable distribution of the wealth of society in the hands of a few individuals. The union faded after a few years. Today's labor quote is by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, whose Wealth Tax Act passed on this date in 1935. It increased taxes on the rich and big business and lowered taxes for small businesses. FDR, who said, "Great accumulations of wealth cannot be justified on the basis of personal and family security. In the last analysis, such accumulations amount to the perpetuation of great and undesirable concentration of control in a relatively few individuals over the employment and welfare of many, many others." The Labor Radio Podcast Daily is supported by our friends at Union Plus. You'll find out more at unionplus.org. This has been Chris Garlock for the Labor Radio Podcast Network. You'll find all our shows at laborradionetwork.org.